Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here's a guy who's sorry for the outburst. Your host, Maceo.
And a big fall hello to all of our listeners out there here at Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. It is October, and I am in my very small studio in Sacramento, California, kind of doing a closeout episode before the finale. We just heard from Uncle Donnie and Janet. What a great episode and a wonderful experience to be able to finally get them podcasting. I loved it. So here we are. Another year has gone by, and we are basically just hours away from hearing the finale. 40 minutes of uninterrupted information from Tony Fletcher about the past, present, and future of Enchanted Hills Camp. You have that to look forward to not very long after I post this. Just got a couple of things I want to do. I want to say on a personal level and talk a little bit about the future of Everything EHC. I'm going to get my notes out here and get started. Are you ready? Okay. First off, I'd like to discuss some of the things that have gone wrong with Everything EHC. Turns out this isn't a flawless system. Sometimes things happen and that are beyond my control. Sometimes things happen that were my fault. Both years I lost episodes. I apologize to those people. It just happened. They somehow got deleted or lost in the shuffle. Each year it was one episode that got completely lost. That happens. Towards the end of this year, we had some bad popping and crackling audio wise. I apologize for that. My computer started to have issues towards the end of the season and it needed some repairs, you know, technology. I'd also like to just say that sometimes the information isn't always correct. Sometimes the same things we say are uncomfortable and awkward or not always interesting. I'm okay with that. That's what this was all about. Everything EHC. But we tried to do the best with what we have to work with, and as far as I'm concerned, that's all I could think of on the downside. Now let's talk about all the good stuff that happened with Everything EHC. Everything EHC has 146 total episodes after today's finale. In the 2 years, we've had over 120 guests, and I recorded in 7 different EHC locations around camp over the last 2 years. Just some fun facts there. You will always have this page to go to at maceo.net. This is it. This is Everything EHC podcast page. You can review these and go back to these podcasts as much as you want because, that's why I did it. Such a great feeling to be able to provide an activity that was needed this year. I was short on activities due to the safety issues at camp and so on. And it was really nice to set up in a different spot and be in a different place and have this environment to talk to all of the campers this year. I hope you listeners and campers and everybody who has taken part in this awesome podcast has enjoyed it as much as I had. I can't say it enough, really. With that in mind, what a crazy transition year. The old cabin's gone in lower camp. We got to get a feeling of what it was like with the new bungalows with our teens and youth. We loved doing that. It was a great way to capture these moments and let people express themselves about camp and about their outside life. Can't say it enough. What a privilege. I had a blast. So now, thank yous. Obviously, a big shout out and a big thank you goes out to Kate for doing all of the intros this year. She did great. I was really stoked that she wanted to take part of that, and I wanted to thank her so much for taking the time out for recording all of our intros for everything EHC 2.0 this year. I'd also like to thank Tony Fletcher, of course, and the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind for all their support of everything EHC. I'd like to thank Enchanted Hills Camp Facebook and all of the people that share the podcasts when they're posted. It's been really cool sharing these after the summer and listening to people's feedback and seeing the comments and, you know, sharing in the memories. So all good, all good, all good. So now I'm just going to talk about the future of everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. It has been an amazing ride. 2 years of podcast programming, recording, production, getting it right, making sure people are expressing themselves the way they want to express themselves. It's been amazing, with a lot of emotion and a million laughs. Yes. Wow. It's amazing to think about. At this point in time, though, I would like to say that everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast is going to take a break. I'm not sure I can offer it as an activity next summer. I don't know how much time I can put into it. So we're just going to take a break. That goes without saying, there will be opportunities for us to do more Everything EHC podcast. This is not the very end. It's very easy for me to record and do podcasts, and there will certainly be more opportunities. There are many campers who love this. It might be a way to facilitate information in the future, but just providing it as an activity might be a challenge. I'm just giving you all a heads up for next summer. That goes without saying. On a personal note, I have other new ideas to incorporate my talents and skills into Enchanted Hills Camp in the summer of 2019. I hope you're excited to hear this finale show. You will get more information as to what is happening at Enchanted Hills Camp 2019. We're already talking about that. A couple of things I'm going to provide right here on the Everything EHC page. First is the news piece link. You can check it out. It happened at the music camp. A few of us got to be part of a really cool rebuilding Enchanted Hills Camp news piece. Check it out. The link is right there. As well as my 30-minute Everything EHC 2.0 soundtrack piece I wrote specifically for this year. I am providing a link so you can listen to that in its entirety without the distraction of the podcasting going on. I'd like to thank all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all of the campers, all of the team members from 2017, 2018 that made Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast possible. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So now I'm going to set the stage for the finale. Much like last year, it was the last day of music camp, the last day of Lighthouse programming for the summer. Everybody has left but a few campers. It's definitely after 10 o'clock at night. I'm staying in 11A with the air conditioner. I've got the room set up, so it's got a little podcast booth. And sure enough, the last thing on the last day, I get to do an interview with Tony Fletcher. I think it's so awesome that the camp director takes time out at the very end of the season, at the very end of the day, to come and share so much valuable information with us. Thank you, Tony Fletcher, for finishing off an epic 2 years of Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. This is your host, Maceo, super thankful for an epic 2 years of podcasting. casting adventures. Thank you so much, everybody. Just remember, EHC is the place to be. Over.